Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Abby.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome to you, too.
It's been an interesting day.
Yeah.
The day after the Grammys.
Absolutely. The day after the Grammys is always insane. Yeah, it's always like a come down after a big, a lot of energy, a lot of emotion, especially this year. It was like more emotional than usual, I would say.
Yeah.
Given the recent events that happened, which I'm sure we don't even have to go into because it literally made the whole country like stop what they were doing. Yeah. So it's just wild how you plan for things and literally anything could happen.
Yeah.
It just makes you think a lot about life. So it was definitely an interesting day this year at the Grammys. But, you know, a lot of people said this at the award show and on the red carpet and stuff. And I agree that, you know, it is music that gets us through hard times like this. So
Alicia Keys kept saying that. Yeah. And that, like, music brings us together. And her tribute was very touching.
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard from a source who was there that it was completely unscripted, which makes sense because,
right.
I mean, I'm sure they had everything settled for her to say, like, a while ago, but obviously things changed and they had to adjust. Yeah, it was really wild seeing them do the tribute to Nipsey Hussle and then also add in Kobe's image when they were, you know, casting them up on the stage. So it was wild. I don't know. I guess that, like, they handled it well, I guess. I don't know if I want to say that because it's really hard to handle.
It's very difficult, especially when people are coming to that. There were people at the Staples Center when the news, like, people were going 5 minutes after the news broke.
Right.
And it's already a very high security area.
Oh, my gosh.
And they weren't turning people away because they knew that you can't do that.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine what it's like being inside and knowing that and hearing that that happened.
I know. And speaking from my own personal experience, it's already chaos.
Right.
There are so many people. Like, seat fillers alone, there's 300 seat fillers.
Right, it's crazy.
Even beyond Grammy U, there's 20 or 25 or something, but it goes beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, random people can just apply online to be a seat filler, and, you know, that's what they need because there are a lot of seats to fill. So it is, like, chaos. And then you add in all the people who, you know, our guests and all of their guests, like all of their plus ones.
Right.
There's a lot of people. So I can only imagine that, you know, adding in all the citizens of LA who are coming to mourn, I can't even imagine how crazy it must have been. And I think with that in mind, they handled it as well as they could, I guess.
Yeah. It's also hard because we're in Philly.
Right.
And he's from Lower Merion,
which is
right outside of Philly. So not being from here, I didn't necessarily have as much. There are a lot of people that were like, he went to my high school. He knew my uncle and stuff like that, where I didn't have the connection. But knowing that, like, something like that happened, and today there was a report saying that the helicopter pilot was following the road because conditions were bad. And
really?
I saw that and, like, my stomach dropped.
Yeah.
Like, they knew that something was bad and they went anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It just makes you really, really, really grateful. I genuinely, we joke about things a lot and, you know, life seems like not a big deal sometimes, but, you know, it's a big deal that we're all here. And I guess this might be getting ahead a little bit, but I just want to say when that happened, that wasn't even the only time I cried that day,
because
Demi Lovato's performance was one of the most emotional things
I cried multiple times during the Grammys this year.
Me too. Like, even more than last year, which is crazy.
And Josh looked at me and was like, are you really crying? I was like, yes, I'm crying.
I was crying, yeah, a lot. I mean, I cry a lot as it is, but it was emotional for me for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where it was emotional on a really personal level, but also a really global level, and everything in between.
So we'll get into our little recap. I think we're going to talk more about the performances because last week we talked about our predictions, and I'm sure you all have watched and saw that Billie Eilish swept, and she's the youngest person to win and sweep like she did. And there were really amazing pictures of her and her brother holding all 10 of their Grammys.
It looks photoshopped.
Like, they don't have enough space.
Yeah. In their little bedroom where they make all their Grammy-winning music. It's incredible.
There were videos of her at their after party. Yeah. Just, like, throwing balloons and having herself a time.
I love her so much. I am so happy with how she fared last night. She won 5 out of 6 awards, and she swept. She's the second artist in history to sweep the Big Four in one night. She's the youngest. She's the youngest. And she's the first female.
Right.
I mean, at 18 years old.
It's insane. Know? And my only worry is that she said this. Yeah. She was like, I don't want fandoms to come after me. It's so sad. And my worry is that people are going to take this win the wrong way.
Right.
Especially Ariana fans.
Yeah.
Because she even said on there, Ariana fans don't hate me. And Ariana was like, no, you deserve it. And they panned over to her. But people are really ruthless, especially fans like Ariana's fans.
I mean, I'm not surprised at this point. I'm, like, so jaded by all the craziness that goes down on Stan Twitter. A lot of it is really toxic. It's horrible. It should be a good thing because we're, you know, celebrating music and who we love. But, oh, gosh, can it be toxic? I mean, I did think it was cute that someone tweeted it was, like, a parallel between when Adele won and she said, this should go to Beyonce. Oh. And then Billie did the same thing. She was this should go to Ariana. And I just thought that was cute. I think that just shows, you know, maturity in those artists that they can.
Yeah.
They don't just say, you know, oh, thank you. And, you know, congrats to the other nominees. I was in great company. You know, they really seem like they mean it in both cases. They were like, I love that album. Well, how did that not win?
The saddest part is there were videos surfacing today, zooming in on Billie when she was announced that she won. And the split second before they announced the winner, she's mouthing or she's saying, please don't let it be me.
Yeah.
Because she really didn't, obviously in that moment, she wants to win, but she doesn't want the backlash.
It's just so sad. I mean, there should be zero backlash. She is so talented. So is her brother. She's so hardworking.
And their performance was fantastic.
I mean, yeah. I love Billie so much. Everybody knows that. And it's not just, you know, a good album. It's not even just a great album. I genuinely see it as a generation-defining album. Like, I just think it totally sums up what music is right now for our generation, at least so far. You know, lyrically, she talks about so many important issues that our generation really, you know, focuses on.
Yeah.
And the way she blends genres, I mean, she's not the only artist blending genres, but the way she does it, and it's accessible, like with Bad Guy, which is, you know, a smash hit.
Right.
I mean, that's just, if that doesn't define
a Grammy Award winning hit.
A Grammy Award winning hit, that's right. So I'm really happy that that kind of marked this new decade that we're going into with her sweep. And I did kind of predict it, which was cool.
Yeah. So we'll start with Lizzo. Lizzo opened the show, and she was fantastic. And she started shouting out and said, this is for Kobe.
Yeah,
and
that was like the first thing she said.
That was the first thing she said. And then she went into 'Cause I Love You. And it was very like her vocals were on and she had her little flute solo that she brought out. And I just think she did really, really well. The one thing that I noticed is she always wears like those bodysuits with nothing, no leggings or anything.
Yeah.
Her and Rosalia were both wearing what looked like leggings attached to bodysuits. And I don't know if that's, it was like a bodysuit with legs.
Okay.
And I noticed it because Lizzo always wears these iconic bodysuits.
Right.
Just like a bodysuit, basically. And she's not afraid to show her body and she's not afraid to be who she is. And I'm thinking that they weren't allowed to wear it.
I commend your attention to detail because
you didn't
notice. I absolutely didn't notice. And you texted me about that during the show and I was like,
I thought it was so weird.
Right, yeah.
Totally. Well, that and
but
then
I didn't notice.
And they censored everyone saying shit. did not censor anyone saying bitch.
It's so arbitrary. So, we should just be able to curse.
I have a lot of questions about what was allowed last night and what wasn't allowed.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a mess.
But Lizzo did win.
Yeah, she did. She won a couple, three or four. Yeah, that were not announced during the show. I watched the whole premiere ceremony, which took place before. That's when they give out like 75 awards.
Yeah.
And she won a couple during that ceremony. She won for Jerome, which was nominated for, I think, Traditional R&B Song or Best R&B Song or something.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I love Jerome. I wanted that one to win. And then she won, what did she win? Pop Solo Performance?
I think so.
Which was televised, so she got to give
a
speech.
She was crying on stage, and I was like, my baby.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just want to say, 'Cause I Love You, the song, no song shows off her vocals like that one. I was so glad that she started with that, because I honestly forget sometimes how insane her vocals are, because she's just got such a great stage presence in general. Mm. And, you know, I feel like she's known for a lot of other things, like her flute playing, for example, and I kind of forgot how amazing her vocal was, and then when she started singing that, I was like, oh, okay, thanks for the reminder, you're amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, she is amazing,
she had a good night, for sure.
The next performance was Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah.
And she took Louis Capaldi's melody and did a whole, like, mashup, and I thought that was awful.
You consider that a performance?
She was playing a piano. I don't know. It was not good.
Yeah, again, I mean, that's why they love having Alicia host, because, you know, she is, like, a real instrumentalist.
Well, right before that was what we already talked about with the Boys to Men and her tribute.
Right, right. That I thought was nice.
That was good. And then they went to commercial break, and then they came back, and she did her little medley, and it was not good.
Yeah.
I mean, understand it was supposed to be a joke, but right, I just didn't. Right. It wasn't for me.
It's supposed to be funny, but to me that's just a waste of time, and they could be, you know, taking that time to give out more awards and televise more awards.
And this was a long-ass show. It went from 8 o'clock till midnight.
It was way too long.
I didn't even watch the last award because I was falling asleep.
It's ridiculous. You know, I get that, oh, they want you to stay, you know, keep watching and, you know, wait for the big one. I get that. But when it's almost midnight, everyone's just going to be like, no, and go to bed, and then they won't care at all. So I think that there's a lot they could have cut. So let's get to it. I just thought it was cool because last year Camila opened the show and she did Havana, and you know, it was a very upbeat number, of course. It was very theatrical, like it reminded me a lot of a Broadway performance. It had all these different set changes and stuff.
Right.
So I thought it was cool that she kind of showed, you know, her versatility, that she could do something a little bit different and still crush it. I prefer, you know, this side of her. I'm honestly not the biggest Camila fan, but I was really impressed.
No, I'm not either, but I know that she has good vocals, and she did really well.
Yeah, she really did. She surprised me. I wasn't really expecting that to be anything special, but it was great. Yeah.
We both thought it was a ploy for Shawn Mendes and her relationship.
Okay, the announcer kept saying Camila sings a song for someone very special in her life or something, and which, I mean, it's totally, they were totally baiting us, you know? He fell for it just like they wanted us to, because they were being so vague. And it's just funny because no one actually believes that Shawn and Camila are a real couple. So I was thinking, wow, they're really pushing this on us all the time, but tonight especially. And then, you know, she turned it around and dedicated the song to her dad, which I thought was really beautiful. I honestly teared up a little bit in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, I was very confused.
Yeah.
And then when, to be honest, I was baking brownies in the commercial break.
Respect.
And then it came back and I like ran into the living room to watch it because I was stealing my boyfriend's cable because I don't pay for cable. And he was confused too, but he was confused the whole show, and that's another story. But it was really, really sweet. She like pulled her dad out of the audience, and I guess he was her date, I would assume.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Shawn was there, but
they weren't photographed together.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people today people, meaning chicks in the office, when I listen to them in the morning.
That counts.
We're like, yeah, I mean, they're never really photographed together on the red carpet. It's always during a performance when they fake kiss, and that's why we're wondering if they're a real couple,
and there's
whatever.
Some paparazzi, quote-unquote, candids of them.
Yeah, so we don't really know about that. Another notable performance of the night was Tyler.
Oh, my God, that's my favorite one. Tyler and Ariana were my favorite performers of the night. I'll just say that, but we can keep talking
about
Tyler.
Okay, so he also won.
Yeah, he did.
But he won for rap.
Yeah, he did.
Which doesn't make sense. And he ended up releasing a statement, actually, that said, you know, the only reason I'm in rap is because I'm black.
Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, yeah, his album is pop.
It's, to me, it's like almost indie.
Yeah,
It's like genreless, you know? I hate
kind
that
of
term,
is.
But
I would consider it pop because it was popular and it doesn't,
so?
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. It was popular, that's for sure.
And it tells a story and it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So when he got rap, like, he's obviously not going to turn a Grammy down, but
right.
That racism from the Grammys has been a really big issue. And
yeah.
And their former president exposed them for it and is now no longer there. She's put on leave.
Yeah.
And so I understand. That's why Jay-Z and Beyonce don't go.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They boycott it.
Jay-Z and Beyonce have so many Grammys. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
But they've been boycotting it for a couple years.
They're not boycotting it, you know, because they hadn't won any. They're boycotting it because they never win in the major categories.
Well, she won.
They never win. No,
but not in the major categories.
Yeah, they only ever win R&B or urban or
exactly.
rap.
And it's because it's racist.
Tyler said it best. I was so blown away, as I always am, by everything he says. He was like, to me, the word urban is just a politically correct way of saying the N-word.
I saw that tweet.
I was blown away. He said that, you know.
Yeah.
Was it considered like a press release? He was just out. Right after he
accepted
the award, he was holding his award and talking to a bunch of press people.
I saw it as a tweet from E! With like a video.
Yeah, exactly. It
attached.
Was a video.
So
of,
it would be a, I think it would be a press release.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Press conference, whatever. Something. But yeah, I mean, he was just saying, you know, I'm so grateful for this, but it's not really rap. It's not really hip hop, but that's just what they assign to people who look like me. That's what he said. And he was talking about how he hates the word urban, which I also hate the word urban because it doesn't really make any sense.
I don't really know. I think his performance was very theatrical.
Yeah, it
and
was.
Very him. And Josh was also confused by that. And I was just like, it's fine.
Yeah. I tweeted about this when we were live tweeting it. But it was a really big deal for me that he performed and that he won. Because, like I said on Twitter, you know, in my formative years of becoming a music fan, he was the prime example of what art is to me.
Yeah.
You know, he is the touchstone for me in almost everything I do. I mean, I'm not really an artist, but in everything I do, I mean, I just, to say that he inspired me is such an understatement. And I never understood why he wasn't getting so much recognition. Even in the years when Frank was getting recognition, I always would think to myself, you know, Frank wouldn't really have that platform if it weren't for Tyler. You know, he started Odd Future.
Yeah.
And there are so many Odd Future copycats now. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You know, it's a great compliment to Odd Future. But, I mean, Tyler really defines the generation in a way, too. He kind of defines the underground scene of this generation. So to see him finally get any sort of, you know, recognition like that. And, you know, he got a televised award and he gave a speech, he thanked Pharrell. I was like really getting choked up again because I've watched so many interviews of him say the exact thing that, you know, that he said in that speech, but this time it was in front of all of his peers and the whole music industry and most of America and everybody watching. So I was really emotional about that. And Jasper was up there with him, it was in his Odd Future crew, and that was amazing because Jasper's just so silly and, you know, but he's like such a good friend to Tyler and he's always stuck by him. And Tyler has a lyric on his 2009 mixtape about winning a Grammy. So it was really, really cool to see that come full circle. And his performance was amazing and I am emo and that's it.
All right. I don't need to say anything. Ariana Grande's performance was very good.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get emo again.
Well, so. I loved it. She started in like this black ball gown, beautiful. She's showcasing her vocals.
Right.
She's
she did Imagine at first.
She did Imagine first. Then she did Favorite Things. Mm-hmm. With the orchestra behind her, and then she does this like outfit change, and she goes into Seven Rings. Oh my god,
the transition, not just like the outfit change, but the audio transition.
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
And then they did, it was a set where they turned it on, it was on some sort of turnstile stage part, yeah. And they turned it, and then it's the scene from her, it's supposed to be the scene from her in the bedroom.
Right.
From the music video.
Right.
And she has all her, like, girls and dancers and whatever. Yeah. And there's a guy in there doing whatever. And it really, I liked it. I thought it was very fun. The only thing that I thought was kind of funny is she got a little bit out of breath from dancing. So you could tell that it was a live vocal.
Yeah.
Which
is kind of cool. Fair. Right. You know.
Super fair.
Yeah. I mean, she's obviously known for her vocals. And I thought her vocals really shined in this performance despite that. Especially during the last part when she sang Thank You Next, the song. Mm. I thought her vocals were really, really stunning at that part. That was my favorite part of the performance, you know, in terms of the vocals. But yeah, she was really dancing. Like,
she was
dancing. She did a full split. I didn't even notice. I had to go back. And I mean, people were talking about it on my timeline, so I saw the video.
I think that's when Josh went, and I missed it. That's gotta hurt.
Yeah, I literally missed it. I thought, you know, she was just sitting and her legs were cut out of the frame. But no, they were on either side of her. She was in a split. And, you know, it was great. And I love Ariana so much because she's like so in tune with stan culture, but not in an annoying way where she tries to, you know, be like us. I say us, like I represent all of us, but she, you know, she defines her eras very clearly, which is really cool. And so she literally got on Twitter and someone said, is this, you know, officially the end of the Thank You Next era? And she was like, yeah. And she did the emojis with, like, a ring and a box. And, you know, nobody really knew what it meant at the time. But at the end, she put a ring back in the box, like a proposal box or whatever. I don't know what they're
called. Moving on. Honestly,
and
good for her.
And she closed it. And, you know, she looked up at the sky or the audience or whatever longingly. And it was a really beautiful, symbolic way of closing the era and moving on, which, you know, is very bittersweet. And I've seen a lot of her fans saying, you know, I can't believe this era is over. I can't believe it either, because the album dropped Grammy weekend last year, so I listened to it the whole time I was in LA and when I was going and stuff. So it always makes me think of the Grammys anyway, so I thought it was a really great way to bookend that chapter. So Tyler and Ariana, definitely my favorite performances of the night.
I think
also Demi's.
Yeah, I was gonna say Demi's performance was, I cried.
Oh yeah,
and
I've listened to this song a bunch of times since then, and I've cried every single time.
It's very. She choked up in the beginning. She's wearing this long white ball gown.
Beautiful gown, yeah.
Beautiful gown, and it's just her and her piano player, and it's her talking about her overdosing.
So did you watch the Zane Lowe interview?
I'm
just curious.
I did.
Yeah, so I did, and I'm really glad that I watched it before because it gave it a little bit of context. Mm-hmm. It was only like 24 minutes. I highly recommend. We'll put in the show notes. Yeah, so she was just talking about how she recorded that song, I think it was 4 days before her overdose in July of 2018. And, you know, she said, listening back to it, I can't believe anybody heard this and didn't think, get this girl help immediately. And that made me, oh my gosh, so curious to hear the lyrics.
And then, so today I went and looked at the lyrics and there were a bunch of people tweeting the lyrics and saying, if you're an industry professional, if you are a producer, if you are an audio engineer, if you're mastering, if you're mixing and you hear this song, how could you not have said something to someone?
Exactly. I mean, she literally says in the song, I need anyone.
Right.
And, oh my God, I'm just speechless. Yeah, it's moments like that, again, make me really passionate about working in the industry because I want to make it better for people like that.
Right.
You know, I take that as a lesson. I hate that she had to be, you know, the guinea pig in that lesson. But I do see it as a lesson as, like, if you're working with an artist, you know, you have to be paying attention to those things. And obviously I'm a little biased, but she is with Scooter now instead of her old management team, and people are really happy and saying that, you know, he's been treating her a lot better, you know, both professionally and personally. In the Zane Lowe interview, she said that he suggested that, you know, she go to Bible study or something, which is why she talked a little bit about her relationship with religion and with God and stuff, which, you know, has helped her in her recovery, which is great. But yeah, she said in the Zane Lowe interview, she was like, "Aren't you Jewish?" is what she said to Scooter. And he was like, "Yeah, so what? And what about it?" He, you know, he took her anyway. I mean, everyone knows Justin loves that stuff, so I'm sure Scooter knows all about it. And yeah, apparently that really helped Demi in the recovery process, like it does for a lot of people and, you know, going through hard times. So it seems like so far Scooter is a better fit for her, which, you know, makes me really happy. And just like seeing the trifecta of Ariana and Justin and Demi all being under Scooter is making me really happy. And I'm really hoping, you know, for the best for her going forward.
I want to talk about Lil Nas.
Yes, let's do it.
I want to talk about the Lil Nas performance because that really was confusing. It started with him in a house setting.
Yeah.
And then it was the stage was moving again, and it was him constantly moving through things, and all of the people that were in all of his remixes were there. But Diplo was playing a banjo, and it was confusing to me. And I also feel bad that Billy Ray Cyrus has never won a Grammy except for his feature in this song.
Yeah, really. That is
which
sad.
To me is kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
In a way. I mean,
he was like a one-hit wonder before
he was,
everything.
I will say that this song is what it is. And the performance is what it is. And I mean, he was captivating, and it moved around a head that was his head. It was like a big plastic head. And it was, and I'm going to leave it at that.
I liked that Big Nas came out. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
At the end, it was Lil Nas and Big Nas.
Or just Nas.
Yeah, I know, but that's what he was tweeting. He was like, Lil Nas and Big Nas. But it was Nas, who I love, and he's one of my favorite rappers, so I thought that was pretty cool that he came out.
I didn't. Yeah. I was like, why is he here?
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. Everyone, it took them a second. They were like, oh, Nas, Lil Nas X. Okay, I got it.
Felt weird.
But yeah, that whole performance, it really did feel like a fever dream.
It really did.
It was something, but I guess that's his thing, you know, that's his brand or whatever. I will say it was crazy seeing a picture of, it was like Billy and Phineas and Lizzo, Lil Nas X, and Ariana, like, posing together. And
wait,
I was like,
it was
this
really
is
cute.
2019.
All the pictures of Lil Nas, Lizzo, and Ariana are
that's
so
what it was.
Cute.
Yeah, and then there was one of Lizzo, Lil Nas X, Billy, and Phineas. Yeah, I think they were two separate
really
ones.
That was really cute.
But yeah, I was like, wow, in these two pictures, it's all of the 2019 music scene, which, you know, whether you love it or hate it, that's what it was. And I think that was really cool. And there's a lot of representation in that group, which is also amazing.
Right.
And they all, except for Ariana, took home trophies.
It's okay.
But yeah, that's...
Yeah.
It happens like that sometimes. It's okay. she still owned the night with her performance.
Yeah. Moving on to...
Who else?
Aerosmith and Run DMC.
Oh, gosh.
So a lot of people were confused about why they were there. They were getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right.
Which they didn't show on TV.
Yeah, they usually...
They usually go through a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
They show like a little montage.
Yeah, that's true.
And they didn't.
Because they were too busy having Alicia Keys sing stupid songs.
I don't know. So that performance to me was bad because whoever was doing the live engineering didn't sync the band with the DJ.
Yeah, it was like off by a hair.
It was off a little bit. And so the vocals were off a little bit.
Yeah, it sounded really weird.
It sounded like Run DMC was ahead.
Yeah, like a little
bit. A little bit. And then Steven Tyler brought some random girl from the pit up on stage, and I swear she doesn't know who he is. And she was dancing very awkwardly.
Of course.
It was weird. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
I think it's like that song is iconic and it's like a footnote in the history of hip hop. You know, that was the first time, one of the first times when hip hop was really accepted by the general public. When
right. Rock I get was that. The dominant
genre. But it, at this point in 2020, it feels like they're just milking that.
It didn't feel like it did any of them justice for their careers.
Exactly. Yeah, they both have, that's such a good point. They both have iconic careers, and to kind of half-ass something like
and
that wasn't
I
great.
Think more that they didn't announce saying Lifetime Achievement Award right. this year. They didn't, they,
that's true.
They showed like past winners.
Yeah.
And they like blipped it a little bit, and then they just went on with it and didn't really give them
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
Because
last year it was Dolly Parton. And yeah. I'm pretty sure they did. They did
like a whole montage of her playing shows
right,
and her
right.
doing things
yeah.
and Dollywood and all of that. And I don't think they, unless I missed it, they didn't.
No, I think you're right. I'm trying to think back too, but
it was a
yeah.
long
so,
show.
So yeah, I guess if you weren't paying attention, you know, as much to who was being honored, which like most people aren't in America, you would be, you know, thinking why are these people performing. So
that and then the next why are these people performing
yes.
I just don't understand. So the Grammys, I think because of all of the drama that's been going on politically within the Grammys
yeah,
didn't
the
wanna
scandal.
Right, they didn't wanna acknowledge the president, which they usually do, usually
right.
towards the end of the show the president comes on stage, says on behalf of the Recording Academy
yeah,
and
they
blah,
give
blah,
a little
blah
speech.
They give a little speech. They didn't do that this year.
Yeah. So again, the pre-show, the where they give out most of the awards, it starts at like 3 p.m. Harvey Mason Jr. did come out. He did pop out for a second. That was the first time I saw what he looked like. I was like, there he is.
The guy that sends us emails.
The guy that sends us emails all the time. And the first thing he said, literally the first thing he said when he came out was, "Let's have a moment of silence for Kobe." So mm-hmm. I was like, I like that already, you know, that he's respectful. But other than that, we really don't know that much about him. So, you know, I did see his face, but that's only because I'm a weirdo who starts watching at 3 p.m. And so most of America, you know, didn't see him. And
right.
It seemed to me like they just slotted this performance in. There was a little speech from John Legend, and then they slotted this performance in with a bunch of mishmash random people to just fill up that time, which again, they didn't need to because it was close to 4 hours long.
So they were honoring the man that produces the show.
Ken Ehrlich, yeah.
He's not dead.
He's just leaving.
He's just decided that the Recording Academy sucks and
yeah,
is leaving.
He's just moving on to something else.
Right, so they're honoring him, which feels weird because they never really honor people unless they're dead.
Yeah. And he's just sitting there.
And he's sitting there.
They panned him sitting there in the back and he's just like looking like
right. And then
yep, that's me.
So they bring out John Legend.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, because he did the Nipsey Hussle tribute.
He did the Nipsey Hussle tribute earlier in the night. And they just brought out random people.
It was like Camila, who again performed already in the night.
And it was random people that some of them had never performed.
Yeah, it was like a really random mishmash of people. And they did that song.
They were singing the song
from
Fame.
Which is funny because my mom was texting me at that part. I love this song. You know, Fame is so good. And I was like, yeah, that's great and all. And there's nothing wrong with this song, but this was a waste of time. And
it was 11:45 when they were doing this.
And they hadn't announced two of the four major awards yet.
Right. So
they hadn't announced Album or Record of the Year.
Yeah. They really were filling.
I was like, I'm going to go to bed.
They were
Why?
Really filling everything with tribute. So the
yeah.
tribute to Nipsey Hussle, I feel like, was a little bit more appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing wrong with the tribute to Nipsey Hussle, but I don't understand why they did another tribute to Prince. I mean, obviously...
They did one last year.
Obviously, Prince is a legend, but I think they've been doing one every year.
Also,
I don't really understand why.
Usher's not Prince.
And Usher
didn't
do him justice.
No.
I love Usher. I really am an Usher fan.
Yeah.
He did not do him justice.
His vocals
were
fine, but they're not Prince. And if you're going to do the... You have to really, like,
Maybe
get
you should
there.
Do it next
I'll,
year.
I'll do it. But you have to get there. And he was a little, like, it just wasn't good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And, you know, they build FKA Twigs as as performing as well, and
she just danced.
She just danced, which is, you know, great. She's a great but dancer, she also, but I was waiting to hear her sing.
And then she tweeted, and she was like, "Of course, I wanted to sing, but that wasn't my time," or something like that.
Really?
There was a tweet about it, and I was like, "Ooh."
Yeah, I mean, going back to the Ken Ehrlich thing, last year Ariana very vocally called him out. She said, "You know, you're not letting me have the creative control that I want to put together the performance that I want." No one really knows the exact details, but there must have been some song she wanted to perform. Maybe
they cut her time off.
Yeah, something like that. They just wanted her to do maybe a medley of the hits or something.
So she took extra time this year. If you notice, her slot is longer than everyone else.
But yeah, so she called him out on Twitter and was like, "You're lying. I hope the show's great for you, but I'm not going to be there," because, you know, she was invited.
That was last year.
She did win. Yeah,
last year she didn't go.
She won Pop Vocal. She didn't go, and she tweeted a picture of herself in this gorgeous gown and said, "This is what I was going to wear."
She was at home with her dogs.
And it was just like, you know, that already made at least Ariana fans and most of Stan Twitter say, "Huh, Ken Ehrlich, we don't like this guy." And, you know, I was like, all right, yeah, that's not great, but, you know, I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. But what the hell was that?
I don't know.
With the tribute. And my mom said that too. She was like, "I thought it was nice that, you know, they said that he said, oh, I'd rather just let it be about the music and have people perform. I said, that was a really shady, unspoken way of saying, I want something about myself, but I'm going to do it in this like backhanded way where it seems like I'm so nice and generous.
So it was weird.
Yeah. So that was one of the low points, I think.
I think, okay. The Nipsey Hussle tribute, I really liked the fact that it was, I thought it was really cool that they had the TV up, the screen down, and it was from the music video, and they were basically singing with his music video.
Right, singing along with him, his
recording. DJ Khaled doesn't do anything to deserve the award that they won.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And
they won the award for the song that they performed.
Right.
All he does is say, like, "We the best," and everything.
He just screams.
And John Legend's vocals are amazing. Right. And Nipsey Hussle's verses were great.
Right.
But then DJ Khaled's in there just ruining it.
DJ Khaled is like an enigma in this. Like, I don't think anyone actually likes him. And
but
yet
he's just
getting
everywhere.
These hits and he's getting these Grammys and all this acclaim. And he's everywhere living this amazing, beautiful, fabulous life. And all he does is scream.
Yeah, I wasn't
into it. I don't get it, you know. I mean, it was nice to have people up there honoring Nipsey Hussle. But, yeah, it was a little upsetting to see, you know, DJ Khaled go home like with the award in his hands.
And I think that John Legend somewhat felt the same way, because they pan to him and when DJ Khaled was thanking everyone, John was like, "Really?"
Yeah.
Because DJ Khaled's like yelling into the microphone saying, "Thank you, Epic Records. Thank you, Roc Nation. Thank you, blah, blah, blah. Thank you to my child. Thank you to my blah, blah, blah." Yeah. And I just find him very annoying. Very off-putting. Let John Legend speak. Let's hear his velvety voice.
I mean, yeah, right. He's an iconic vocalist and pianist.
Yeah.
They should have.
When he won an award, too, during the part that wasn't televised.
Oh, right. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a whole mess of a show, honestly.
Yeah. It was really insane. It really was. I'm trying to think if there's any other
notable performances.
Performances.
I don't think so.
The only one I can think of that we didn't talk about was so forgettable, and it was Blake Shelton.
They should not have performed. I'm sorry. They should have scrapped them.
That was such a waste of time.
They performed directly after Alicia Keys and Boyz II Men did their tribute, and then it was really uncomfortable because they're singing about how they miss someone.
Yeah.
And it was super uncomfortable.
Oh my God. They should have cut it.
There was no need for it.
They're just not, I don't know, they're just so bland.
Yeah.
Like, at least the performance was so bland. It was like,
I didn't get her outfit.
Yeah, everything had such, you know, personality to it. Like Ariana, it was defining an era. And, you know, with Billy, it was, you know, defining her relationship with her brother and collaborative. This was just, it was like two white people up on stage singing.
With no emotion.
Yeah, with no emotion, just like a blank canvas.
Yeah. So. Was it promotion for The Voice?
I guess.
That's
I think
what
their
I thought.
Whole relationship is promotion.
It really
for the
is.
Voice.
Yeah, I wasn't into that.
So yeah, that was
And then it was midnight and I was over the fact that I'd been watching an award show for 4 hours and were five awards I wanted to see.
Oh my god, it's just ridiculous. I'm telling you, if they ever put me in charge
of the Grammys,
the first thing I'm gonna do is I said this to my mom on the phone. I said, during the pre-show, Gloria Gaynor won an award. Mm-hmm. And she gave a really moving speech about how she can now balance out her piano because she had won all these years ago for her iconic song, I Will Survive. I mean, that's an iconic song. That's a recognizable name. You know, that's a woman and it's a woman of color. Like, it's more diversity. Like, we all want, we all yearn for.
Right.
You know, no one is talking about her today.
Because they don't show it on TV.
Right. And same thing with Tanya Tucker. Another really, really cool story. You know, she won two awards in the country.
That was a performance. Bring My Flowers Now.
Oh, yeah. That one as well. Yeah. She like had her first hit when she was really young and she waited all these years to come back with a new album, and she's really proving people wrong by just being a woman in the music industry who's aged. I mean, period.
That's fair.
So I don't know. I feel like we should be giving those people the spotlight, and that's, you know, that's a story. Like, they just want stories. They want Grammy moments. That thing with Gloria Gaynor, that's a Grammy moment. The stupid spoof of someone you love, that's not a Grammy moment.
Ugh, it was awful. You know, and then they pan to Louis Capaldi and he's all like, he's you can't see my face, but he's just making the goofiest, worst face I've ever seen.
I saw him tweet that someone mistook him for a seat filler, and I was like, on should've behalf been a seat of filler. All seat fillers, you're shut offended. Up. I'm offended. My culture is not your costume. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I will say that in we've been getting all these emails from the Recording Academy and that they're, I'm going to say they're compromised because it is a compromise, basically. Yeah, the only reason this is coming about is because of all these issues.
Yeah.
But they're starting task forces within the Recording Academy for LGBTQ people, for people of color, for women. And the only reason any of this is coming about is because of the allegations that had to happen.
Yeah, and how, all the scandal.
And all the scandal. And it's you shouldn't have to have task forces if there isn't, you just don't discriminate and then we don't have to have task
That's
forces.
That's so true, yeah. And I don't understand because in 2018 they established a task force.
Well, obviously it didn't do anything.
It was supposed to be, it was supposed to be Deborah Duggan's, you know, whole initiative and her whole, you know, what was going to define her time as president. And we all saw how that ended. So, honestly, I don't have a lot of confidence in their new task force. If it works, that's great. But I don't know. It seems like, you know, they're just saying, okay, we made a task force, so we're good now. But
it's a Band-Aid.
It goes, it goes a lot deeper than that. And again, I mentioned this on the last episode, but I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth because I used to be the first person to defend the Grammys, but it's getting harder and harder. You know, especially considering the issues that Tyler brought up, you know, that's something that I didn't even mention, but that also, it's like, it's hard to defend that, you know, well, where are they coming up with these genre definitions? I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, and there were rumors that the voting was rigged, which I wouldn't, I wouldn't be surprised.
I've always had I guess I wouldn't say I've always had a feeling, but I always thought I wouldn't be super surprised if we found out, if it was confirmed that the voting was rigged.
Yeah.
You know, because it's rigged in basically every other music award.
Yeah, it is.
Like the VMAs and shit. So.
All right. I think we're going to wrap up our talk about the Grammys. And Nicole, do you have anything else to add?
No, I just, you know, we'll see you next year, Grammys. And we'll see you next week with some other pop music news and opinions, as always.
Maybe we'll talk about what we predict the Super Bowl will be like, the halftime show.
Ooh, yeah, maybe we will.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
All right.
What the what's next? Go and cash your bad checks. In your pocket, you bought a big hat, but you lost it. Cash in, cash Drop in, drop out, it's a good plan. Soft call, summer tan, racking up that. Knocking, coming back in a cold sweat. So what you gonna do next? Go and cash a bad check. We're down and out, baby, I don't care. Cash a bad check. We're down and out, baby, I don't care. I wanna feel like a millionaire. So let's get to it. And nothing wrong. What's next? Gonna cash a bad check. What's next? Gonna cash a bad check. Credit card and use it. If you don't, no problem. Just have your checking account number ready when you call.
We're down and out, baby, I don't care. I wanna feel like a millionaire. We're down and out, baby, I don't care. Next, go and cash your bad checks.